What is going on, everyone? Welcome to the podcast. My name is Caleb. How you guys doing? Today, I just want to talk about what this podcast is going to be based off of. This podcast is probably just going to be based off of stuff I think that should be talked about. Maybe we'll read a few news articles. Talk about my life, maybe. Don't know how well I'm going to be able to do with these. I'm not the kind of guy who can just kind of just talk. You know, maybe it'd be easier if I had someone else doing this podcast with me. We might end future episodes of this podcast, if this even makes it past one podcast. But, you know, like I said, we might read a few news articles and whatnot. You know, this is not where you should get your daily news from. Shouldn't be where you get your actual news from. This is far from where you should get your news from. You should actually get it from a correct news source. So just kind of stuff you hear from here. Maybe it's supposed to be, you should just kind of take this as like laughter, you know. I'll probably read some of those articles and see kind of how good they are. Or whatever. Right now, actually, we're going to read some tweets from the president's. Actually, not presidents. From the president. Let's see. I should have had this pulled up before I even started the podcast, but, you know, I didn't because whatever. But, let's see here. He's got a tweet on here, which I think is kind of funny, actually. It says, apparently, there's a thing on here that says more parts of voting machines switching Romney votes to Obama. Pay close attention to the machines. Don't let your vote be stolen, which literally makes no sense to me. Because how is it switching it to Obama? Obama's not even running for president. That makes no sense. Like, dude, just think about what you're typing before you put it in there. You know, it's, literally underneath his, most of his posts, it's like, this claim about election fraud is disputed. This election was rigged. No Republican poll watchers allowed. Voting machines glitches all over the place, meaning they got caught cheating. Voting after election ended, and so much more. Dude, just take ownership that you didn't get voted back. Here's one from 6 hours ago. Wrong. At first, they voted against because they were for more votes. Than people. Sad. They were threatened, scammed, and viciously harassed, and were forced to change their vote, but then refused as American patriots to sign a document. 71% mess. Don't harass. This makes no sense to me. Probably because I'm not really into politics, and this is not really what I want to be about, but it's just kind of funny. Yay. Let's have that be like the highlight of my podcast. Is the train going by? That's definitely what I want it to be about. Oh, boy. There's a picture on here that someone tweeted to at real Donald Trump. It was a picture of Biden and Trump and their votes. And for Biden, it says 79,303,143. And for Trump, it says 73,470,739, with Biden at 51% and Trump at 47.2%. But the person who tagged Trump in it put, "Dear at real Donald Trump, 79,303,143 of us and Santa Claus are watching you." And then another person, 3 minutes ago, 3 minutes ago, replying to at real Donald J, at real Donald Trump, "Vain losers can't never admit it." And there's a nice, there's a picture of Trump saying, "I won," showing a paper to someone, and that person looking at it, and it showing it be a tic-tac-toe. And the person's like, "Huh?" But it's clearly Trump actually losing, but not wanting to admit it, which is really funny. In a way, but let's read something else. Let's see here. Hold on. Give me a second. Here's one that's really funny to me because I'm a firefighter. It says, the title of the article says, "Fire crews called after smoke seen in sky. Turned out to be cloud. Firefighters were called to what was believed to be smoke from a fire, but turned out to be a cloud. The low-lying cloud was seen passing over the A1 at Colsterworth on Tuesday evening." Readers responded to the news with tongue-in-cheek comments when we mentioned it on our Twitter feed. Blah, 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 blah. Lincolnshire Fire and Rescue Services sent an appliance from Grantham to the scene, but did not comment on the incident. So what you're saying is the fire department was called because someone thought that there was smoke, but it turned out to just to be a godforsaken cloud. Oh my. I swear that literally deserves like a round of applause. That's like the best thing that I've ever heard. Oh, it cracks me up like just thinking about that. Well, what'd you go for a call this today? Oh, you know, we had the usual, maybe some fire alarms. Medical run. I don't do medical runs because this is not like a city fire department here. But I'm just gonna talk as if, you know, maybe I was on the city. Okay. So we had a few medical runs, you know. We had a couple fire alarms. Just kind of like the same thing we usually get every day. But do you want to hear the most funniest call we had today? We got called to, you ready to hear this one, boys? This is like me when you're drinking a beer with your friends out at the bar after work. Do you know what we got called to today? We got called to a cloud. Hey, what now? You said to, if you had too many to drink? No, we got called to a cloud. Like, we get the call saying that there was some smoke. But when we got there, we just looked, and then there was a cloud. There was no smoke. It was just a cloud. A little cloud. Dude, do you need, like, some, like, water? Like, have you had too much to drink already? Like, that's like a conversation, like, "Can you please respond to the report of some smoke in the area?" Copy that. Anyone responding? We're on scene. There's no smoke. This is just a cloud. It's like you roll up, nothing showing. That would most of the, what most places say when you roll up to a thing. Most departments probably would say to like the dispatch or to their commanding officer or whatever, if they're not on scene yet, nothing showing. If there's like nothing showing, but how do you tell that to someone? It was just a cloud. Sorry, like how do you tell that to the person who called that in? Like, do you say you're dumb, or do you say you're mistaken? It's a cloud. Or what if you get there, and the clouds like gone back up, like. The weather's changed and the cloud is no longer low. Like, what do you tell the person? Like, they're just like, it just vanished out of nowhere. It was there for like almost all day, but then it just vanished. How do you tell that to a person? That right there is some funny stuff right there. I don't know. It's. I just think that's funny. That is definitely funny right there. Oh boy. I'm sorry, you're just stupid. No, that's not what you say. I'm sorry, you were mistaken. It's not like smoke, it's just a cloud. Like, what? Oh boy. That's one you talk about for a long time. That's definitely one you talk about for a long time. That you will never give up because it's that funny. And that'd be like me calling for the fire permit because there's someone lit a candle in my house. Can you tell them to please put this out, please? Can you come put it out? There's a candle in my house. I don't know how to. I lit the candle over there, but I don't know how to put it out. Please, sir, can you help me? Come on, please. Can you please help me, please? That was your brain calling. They don't want you back. They said that you can stay right there. All you could do is go, and the candle's out. Really, that's all you could do is just, candle's out. And oh, one thing also I forgot to mention in the beginning is that. Most likely at the beginning of every episode here, I'll probably read off like a Twitter post from some famous person just to read off. But that's one thing I forgot to mention at the beginning. But thanks so much for listening in. Hope you enjoyed. Hope you come back to listen to the next episode. Thanks so much. Too good.